This is Tim's energy story. Tim was interviewed by Rosie Lewis in April 2010. Tim is a theatre director and he lives on a ground floor tenement with his partner and his 5-year-old child. Tim's gas bills are about £49 a month. This equates to 82p per square metre.
Right, so I'm going to ask you some questions about energy use in the house. Yes. And kind of the warmth of the house and that kind of thing. First of all, can you tell me what kind of, what powers or heats your house? Where do you get, is it?
It's central heating, okay. Gas central heating.
Okay, and what kind of boiler have you got?
A combi, one of the smaller
combi. Does it do hot water?
Yes.
And radiators?
Yes.
So it does your space and
yes.
Water heating?
Yes.
Do you have any other sources of heat?
No.
Okay. And would you say that generally the house keeps you warm, or does it leak heat? Or like
it leaks. I think it leaks a lot of heat. It's very drafty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where do you feel you get that loss of heat?
A lot in the bedroom, the whole bedroom window frame, and
okay.
You can feel a draft coming in and out there.
Can you?
Yeah, and so probably the same in the back, my son's room.
Okay.
I would say probably all the windows leak a lot of.
Okay.
A lot of, I mean, it would be great if we should get them double glazed, but I think there's a lot of heat leaking.
Going around the windows.
And a lot of draft coming in.
Okay. And anything to do with doors and stuff? Or is it
front well, there's a big draft. I mean, the door is kind of a normal door. There's a big draft that comes in under the door, which is why we've got this little rug in front of it.
Cool.
But also because of the hall. And, you know, if someone opens the front door, you feel that suck of air, which is also what pulls the draft in from all the leaking
yeah.
windows.
So do you feel you're quite heavy users of gas then in terms to keep warm?
Like I
how
think
much,
so, yes.
How often, tell me, like maybe winter and then summer, how much you use the central heating?
I mean, well, obviously winter more, summer we try to keep it. I mean, because of our child, we tend to keep it, you know, keep an average temperature of around 20.
Do you? So you have
so
a, so
higher,
you know
20,
what your... How do you know what your temperature is? Do you have a thermometer?
Well, there's a thermostat.
So you've got...
You can set it to...
Okay.
So the heating will turn on when it kicks in if the temperature goes below
yeah.
a certain temperature. So during the day when we're out, we turn it down to 17, 18.
So is that kind of an automatic a habit every morning as you go out?
Yeah,
you turn it
yeah,
down. That's
yeah.
good.
And then we turn it up when we come home. But, I mean, I think, you know, if we didn't have the child, we would probably keep it at a lower
yeah.
heating level.
Yeah.
But if, I think, yeah, if we're better insulated, I think it would also be much, make a big difference.
Yeah, because it wouldn't need
yeah.
to stay on for so long.
Yeah.
Do you, so do you use the timer on the boiler at all to set, or do you use the thermostat as your kind of control place?
We use the thermostat, we don't use the timer at the moment. We used to, in our other flat, we used to use the timer. We don't at the moment. It would be a good idea, we should set it so that it kind of goes off in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And comes on again early morning.
Okay.
That would be a smarter thing to do, but we haven't, at the moment, haven't done that.
So do you think the boiler runs most of the night at the moment?
Yeah, you can hear it, definitely. I think it runs probably quite a bit during the night.
Okay.
Because, again, we've kept it up at that kind of 20
yeah.
degree level.
Yeah. Okay. And
Also, one of the reasons we've done that, I think we need to change, is that it's perceptibly colder in our son's room.
Is it?
At night than in the rest of the house.
Okay.
So that's something we kind of have to sort out.
Have the radiators got thermostatic valves on them?
Yes, but I don't really think they make much of a difference. It doesn't appear to me that they work very well.
So if you turn them right off, the radiator
doesn't
go off?
If you turn it off, it goes off,
uh-huh.
yes. But
okay.
the difference between setting it at 1 and 5
no,
is
not
a great...
Yeah.
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 It seems to be like...
Either on or off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so one thermostat for the whole flat?
Yes.
Positioned in the...
The hall.
Okay. And do you know how old the boiler is?
It looks relatively new. I mean, I would say probably within 5 or 6 years.
Okay. Have you been in here how long?
We've been in here since 2006.
So you've been here 4 years.
Yeah.
So it was pretty new when you bought the boiler.
Yeah.
Was pretty new.
It may have been new when we bought it, because I think the flat was renovated just before we moved in.
Okay, cool. Do you know, in terms of bulbs and stuff, out of all the light fittings you've got, how many are energy saving? Would you say?
Probably 1, 2...
Just a rough.
4 are energy saving out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 6.
You've only got 6 lights in the whole house. And
well, not you, no, standing lamps,
mm.
6, 7, 8,
so, yeah,
9, 10, 10, yeah.
Yeah, and that one's an energy efficient
one. This is an energy saving one, yeah.
So you probably got like 50%?
About 50%, yeah.
Okay. And do you know if at the very top, if there's loft insulation?
Of the building? I don't know.
Don't know. How many fireplaces are there in the house?
One.
Okay. And do you ever use it?
No.
Or is it, so it's just decorative?
I'm not sure if it's... I mean, heat leaks out of there too. Drafts come in through the fireplace.
Okay.
Definitely.
So you feel... Drafts.
It could be used, but I think we would have to have the chimney cleaned,
okay,
which is why we haven't sealed it up or something.
And have you ever temporarily blocked it off in a...
We haven't.
Just in a kind of... No,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's something that's a possibility,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Any double glazed windows?
No.
Nope. So, do you know what your monthly bills are for energy, like gas and electric, and how they break down?
I have them, because
yeah,
I do keep track of them, so I'm not... exactly sure how to answer it.
Okay, so do you know, but you can't tell me it's like 28 quid a month you pay, or do you have a
sense? It's substantially more in the winter.
Yeah.
Do
you pay by direct debit or?
We don't pay by direct debit, we pay quarterly.
Yeah.
We get both gas and electricity from British Gas or Scottish Gas.
Okay.
Do
you generally feel that your fuel bills are high, low, medium, high?
I think they're high, because I think we use a lot of gas again. For both the loss of heat and because we keep the temperature high. I mean, I would rather us keep the temperature lower.
Okay.
So,
do you think that'll change then as your
child
gets
so,
older?
Yeah. I think we'll start doing that fairly soon.
What age is?
4 and 5. He's going to be 5 in a couple of weeks.
Have you taken any measures to try and make the house cozier since you've been here? What things have you done to try? And obviously you've got
no,
a draft.
That's probably about it.
One snake. Nothing else?
Curtains, yes.
You put curtains,
windows,
you
yeah,
put, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, imagine you win the lottery.
Yeah.
Money's no object. What would you do to the house to make it cozier?
Double glaze.
Okay.
And probably have a builder come in and look at, because there's a draft that appears to come not just through the wall, but through the building thing underneath the window where the window is.
Okay,
so I think that would need to be looked at, just looking at the whole window fittings in that room. The rest of the windows, I think just double glazing would make a huge difference.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think double glazing and probably either blocking up the chimney.
Okay.
Or if we were going to use it in some way, you know, temporarily creating a temporarily block on it.
So you double
I think that would make a huge difference, double glazing.
Floor insulation, underfloor insulation for that draft and block the chimney up.
Yeah.
There'd be things you could do. So what stops you from doing any of those things? I mean, obviously double glazing is a cost thing, but other things like blocking out the chimney, for example.
Yeah, that would be a lot easier to do. But finances, purely financial.
Okay. Is it anything to do with time, availability or motivation?
Probably. I mean, you know, we have tight work schedules. So, I mean, the chimney thing, doing easier things like the chimney is probably, to a degree, time thing.
Yeah.
But it's mainly financial.
Yeah, okay. And what would you do if you were kind of running the country and you were trying to get people to keep their houses cozier, not through using gas, but through being kind of more insulated? And how would you persuade people to take more care over their insulation and over their heat? What would you do?
Well, probably, I mean, I think these kind of things are really quite difficult for government. I think the government has started to do things that are effective. I mean, I think they are doing kind of publicity, public information campaigns,
mm-hmm,
which is, I think, important and a good thing.
Yeah.
And providing, I would say, if they, you know, providing some financial incentives or aid to making those kind of modernizations,
mm-hmm,
in older flats would make a huge difference.
So what kind of thing, loans or grants, or what would you do? What would you offer people? Would you means test it?
Well, if they want to, you know, it depends on... Yeah, definitely means tested.
Right, okay.
Means tested.
Mm-hmm.
And grants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they're doing it. Don't they have some kind of scheme for things like putting insulation in rooms
and stuff like that? Loft and cavity wall insulation and stuff, particularly for older people
these
on benefits.
Yeah.
You can get massive discounts on.
Yeah.
Would you think it would be reasonable to give people loans, expect people to take out a loan to do this?
Also, or doing something in coordination with the power suppliers.
Oh, right.
By saying, you know, get the power suppliers to... I mean, this really isn't in their interest because it's going to cut down their profits,
mm-hmm,
right? Power suppliers want people to use more.
Yeah, well, no, they are now paid to save energy.
Well, if you have insulation in your house, if you're doing everything you can to insulate your house, have the power suppliers give you a discount on your bills.
Yeah, okay. So as well as the savings you make, actually get a kind of a bonus
bonus for doing that, because it would eventually pay for itself.
Okay. And so we've got information, monetary assistance to people, anything else that you would do to kind of galvanise the population to be greener?
I think there's a lot being done already. I mean, I don't think.
Do you feel quite happy about? Do you feel like things are like?
No, I don't think people are. I don't think people are taking climate change or things as seriously as it is.
No.
I think people are including myself, because have gotten kind of immune to a lot of the things that are a lot of the information that's out there.
Okay.
You hear about it really, I think, a lot.
Okay.
And I don't think people are really realizing what it means.
So there's that kind of the gap between hearing about it and being aware of it, and then taking it on as something that makes you act.
Yes, yeah.
How do you bridge that gap? It's a big question.
More local campaigning, maybe a different kind of information campaign. Because I think right now most population, you know, very much ourselves included, are really struggling to make ends meet.
Yeah.
You're struggling to you know, survive with the life that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And really it takes, you know, I spend so much time working.
Yeah.
There's really little time for other of these projects.
Yeah.
And until they seem to me that, you know, life or death situations, or, you know, realizing that really it's the future of the planet and the country for your children, that you... I mean, I think people have changed their ways. Like, we recycle, use the recycling bins. The recycling bins on the corners are wonderful, brilliant. Yeah. You know, really huge change from 10 years ago, 15
totally.
Years ago. You know, we're still lagging behind the rest of Europe.
Yeah,
But that's a really big step, and that's good. So I think making it as easy as possible for people to do these things helps a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think people take advantage of that now that they're on the corner.
Yeah.
They do it. So the light bulbs are good. I think energy efficient light bulbs are good. Though, you know, I was reading this article the other day about how, you know, that we're actually paying, you know, we do pay for those through the energy companies.
Yeah, probably. I read that one as well.
So, but those are good. So, I think I'm not sure what to make it more possible. And again, I think people are struggling to make ends meet as it is, and it's very difficult for them to take on other stuff at the moment.
Do you think people are aware enough of the actual kind of technically the options that are available to them in terms of like retrofitting houses and that kind of thing?
Or
Of coaches or people who can actually come around and be quite technical about what you need and give you the kind of breakdown, that kind of domestic analysis of your house, and
again, that would be good, but unless there were some financial assistance to follow through,
to
it's going to be meaningless.
Yeah.
No, I mean, even if that were free, if someone were to come in and say,
do this,
this is how much it's going to cost, unless I had the money, I still wouldn't do it.
Okay, so you need that information,
or unless there was going to be, unless I was going to see, you know,
the payback with
the
relatively short, what's a reasonable payback in your mind? 5 years, 2 years, 10 years?
5 years would be,
is okay.
Possible. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be convinced.
Would you? You want a 5-year payback. Okay. Why were you interested in taking part in this project? What made you put your name forward?
It just, you know, it sounds like a good idea.
Because?
Because I knew that the house was drafty and it would be interesting to see how much heat was being lost.
Okay. So for you, it's really... And with that information, is it... If you discover shocking amounts of heat loss, what's it going to mean to you?
Yeah, it probably would look into... It probably would help me... take more seriously or make more urgent the double glazing.
Okay, so it might give a sense of urgency to you.
Yeah.
Okay,
because really, I mean, our last quarterly energy bill for the gas was something like £285.
Okay, so about £100 a month on gas.
That's for 4 months. That's for, you know, quarterly, I think, or how many? No, 3 months.
3 months quarterly.
3 months.
Yeah,
so, almost £100 a month.
What?
So it's huge. So that would be, you know, to put in that, I think it would pay itself back.
Because I was just in a very similarly sized flat on Dalmeny Street, the first interview did this morning, and she pays £35 a month for everything, electricity and gas.
Yeah.
No kids. There's two of them in there still, though. But
still, I think we could really, that could really dramatically lower.
Yeah.
So I think it would really
pay off. So this is kind of empirical information that you're going to get that's going to maybe make you be a bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a good motivation for wanting to take part in it. Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about climate change, energy use, how we use energy in the home that's kind of something that you think about?
Yeah, I do think that we are the first world. It is probably appalling the amount of energy we use.
Yeah.
And even in our house, I mean, when you sit down and think about it, I know it's appalling. You know, compared to the rest of the world,
mm-hmm.
what how we live in the first world, which
yeah.
I kind of hate this term even, but is appalling. And it is, you know, I think the planet, environmental situation of the planet is very dire, and I don't think, myself included, take it seriously enough
mm-hmm.
on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good these things also help to remind people of that.
Okay.
I think we're riding on the backs of, you know, the poorest countries, and
yeah.
it's not going to sustain itself for very much longer.
Yeah.
This energy story was recorded by Rosie Lewis for the Some Like It Too Hot project. For more information, see www.greenerleith.org. The Some Like It Too Hot project was developed by Greener Leith in partnership with Out of the Blue, Changeworks, Port of Leith Housing Association, Scottish Hydro and IRT Surveys.